All right, welcome back. It's May 25th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our rigorous forecast edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Predictions, your 24/7 source for football match predictions, betting insights, score forecasts, and the biggest games happening around the world. Every episode, we break down today's fixtures, analyze team form, key players, recent results, and the trends that could shape the outcome of each match. From the Premier League and Champions League to international football and rising leagues across the globe, we bring you fast, smart, and daily football predictions. All right, welcome back, everyone. Cheers for tuning in. I was up at 1 a.m. glued to that Pumas UNM versus Cruz Azul clash that just finished 0-0 full time, and man, it was way tighter than any of the pre-match numbers made it out to be.
Fuming, mate. I'm still fuming. If you support Cruz Azul, you've got every right to be spitting feathers right now. They dominated every single stat you can name. Bossed possession, double the expected goals of Pumas, ran the midfield for 85 minutes straight, and still couldn't put one past the Pumas keeper. Absolute gut punch. That.
Fair play. It's a brutal result for them. But let's backtrack a sec to lineups first, yeah? No last-minute shocks for either side, thank God. No weird, unannounced last-minute injuries. Pumas rolled out their expected 4-4-2 under Efrain Juarez. All 11 confirmed starters got the nod. No surprises. Cruz Azul went with their standard 4-2-3-1 under Joel Huiqui. Same deal, all regulars out from the first whistle.
That 4-2-3-1 double pivot is exactly why they had so much control. Shut down Pumas' counter chances before they even got going. But Pumas' 4-4-2 was so compact, it was like trying to break through a brick wall. They barely gave Cruz Azul any clear-cut looks at goal. You've got to give them credit for that, even if it was painful to watch.
And let's not forget the history between these two. That's the whole context for this 0-0. Last 10 meetings? 4 draws, 4 Cruz Azul wins, only 2 for Pumas. And come on, they played 3 days ago. First leg of the Clausura final, that was also 0-0. Before that, it was a 2-2 draw. These lot know each other inside out. They cancel each other out more often than not.
2 straight 0-0 south in a final. Boring as hell for the neutrals. Let's be real. And it's not like the pre-match numbers didn't have Cruz Azul as clear favorites either, right? 65% form rating versus Pumas 35%. Better attack, better defense. Even the head-to-head stats were 62% in their favor. Makes that 0-0 even more frustrating.
Exactly. That's why our pre-match tip was double chance draw or Cruz Azul, which landed. Even if most punters were gutted we didn't get the Cruz Azul win everyone was expecting. Let's be honest, though. Both sides have got massive problems to fix here. Cruz Azul's finishing is laughably bad right now. You can't dominate 2 full games back-to-back and come away with 0 goals. That's not going to win you a trophy, is it?
100%. And Pumas need to figure out how to hold onto the ball for more than 10 seconds at a time. They barely got out of their own half the last 30 minutes. That said, this draw leaves the final perfectly poised, doesn't it? What do you reckon happens in the decider?
I think we finally see goals. There's no way Cruz Azul can keep wasting that many chances forever. But I also wouldn't rule out another draw and penalties. This rivalry always brings chaos, even when it feels like it's putting you to sleep for 90 minutes.
Couldn't agree more. All right, that's our quick recap of this one. We'll be back with all the build-up for the final decider as soon as we get more info. Catch you lot next time. Cheers!
That wraps up today's football prediction roundup on AIIMU Football Predictions. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow for more daily match previews, score predictions, betting insights, and football analysis every single day. Good luck with your picks, enjoy the matches, and we'll see you in the next episode.